On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
Gary Rhodes has been described as a leading light by his former Kent school following news of his death. Jamie Oliver and Gordon Ramsay are among those also paying tribute to the celebrity chef who grew up in Gillingham and passed away in Dubai last night, aged 59. He'd become a household name on TV in the 90s and noughties and was known for his distinctive spiky hairstyle. Paul Morris is chief exec of the Howard Academy Trust in Raynham, where he studied. He says he was an inspiration.
People that remember him here, remember him fondly. We never realised that he'd go on to such great things and would achieve so much. I mean, there are people here who want to be the next Gary Rhodes, but you know, particularly being local and coming from the Howard, obviously they have a natural aspiration to achieve as much as he's achieved.
You can also read tributes at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
A steep rise in the number of child cruelty and neglect offences in Kent has been described today as disturbing. Figures from the NSPCC show police in the county recorded 511 cases in the last 12 months. That's more than treble the amount 5 years earlier. One of the worst cases seen in Kent in recent years involved five-year-old Tony Hudgell from Westmorling. He was so badly abused by his birth parents as a baby, he had to have both of his legs amputated. His adoptive mum Paula has been telling us how he's doing now.
He started school in September. Mainstream school, settled in extremely well. I super exceeded all their expectations for him in the first term and a half. He's just an incredible little boy, full of life and doing very well and extremely bright.
His birth mum and dad were jailed for 10 years each and Paula's now campaigning for tougher sentences. Well, across the whole of the UK, there have been 20,000 cases of adults neglecting, mistreating or assaulting children in the last year. The NSPCC is concerned as the figure's risen every year since 2014. Andrew Fellows from the organisation says it's hard to understand why it's going up.
It's difficult to know if part of this reflects an increasing awareness in society as a whole about abuse, neglect, particularly emotional abuses as well, and more people willing to come forward and contact the police, or if it does reflect an increase in almost a level of abuse and neglect.
There have been emotional scenes in Vietnam where relatives have received 16 of the 39 bodies found in the back of a lorry trailer near the Dartford crossing. Crowds of mourners have been gathering in a rural town in the north of the country. At least three people have been charged following the discovery in Essex last month.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
On the election campaign trail this afternoon, the Tories insist the NHS wouldn't be on the table in any future trade deal with the US, claiming Jeremy Corbyn is out and out lying. The Labour leader claims he has documents which show the health service would be up for sale in that situation. Meantime, Scotland's First Minister is accusing the main Westminster parties of delivering constant chaos since the Scottish independence referendum. Drivers and passengers in eight cars have been rescued after getting stranded in floodwater near Tunbridge. Firefighters were called to Coppings Road in Lye after the vehicles got stranded in 2 feet of water earlier this morning. Developers say they want to build up to 200 new homes and a school on land in part of Medway. Heritage Design and Development Team Limited and the Department for Education are behind the plans, which would also include a wedding venue off Parsonage Lane in Frinsbury. They've asked council bosses to assess the potential environmental impact. And a study says almost half of families in the UK wasted £50 per child on unwanted presents last Christmas. The Good Toy Guide says two-thirds of kids lost interest in at least one of their gifts within days. Dr. Amanda Gummer is a child psychologist and has this message for parents.
If they disregard it after a couple of months, you don't get the play value. So it's stuff that's actually going to stand the test of time. And try not to be tempted by the kind of whizzy offers. Make sure that the toys that you're buying are age-appropriate and that they are going to last and, you know, still be played with past Boxing Day.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Footballer Maidstone are through to the first round of the FA Trophy after beating Dartford. Iffy Allen scored the only goal of the match in the second half of their replay last night. But Maidstone's head of football, John Still, has criticised Dartford manager Steve King's behaviour on the touchline.
I thought he was disgraceful. You've got to get behind your own team. You've got to push your own team. You've got to sometimes say things to referees and linesmen. I just thought his comments I thought were embarrassing.
Elsewhere, Charlton have now gone 6 games without a win after losing to Luton Town. They were beaten 2-1 away from home last night and have slipped down to 14th in the Championship. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.